10 days till Valentine's Day, and it's going to be a very special Valentine's Day for one certain lady.
Date my daughter.
If you want to take my daughter out, you've got to go through me.
It's going to be a Valentine's blind date for our very good friend, Amy, who also happens to be Miss Shropshire. She's very beautiful, but the men in the past have just been a bit dodgy. She's been dating, so we thought we'd try and sort all that out for her. But the man who's been doing the picking so far and getting the men through their auditions is her father, Phil.
So, we've heard about Phil. We've heard a little bit about the guys who've auditioning to go on this date. We haven't really learned much about Amy. She's on the phone now. So, Amy, in terms of boyfriends, do you have a type?
I don't really have a type, to be honest with you, because I like a bit of Ed Sheeran, Robert Pattinson, Channing Tatum, Zac Efron. Oh, my goodness. Zac Efron, I would say, yeah.
OK, well, Kat, what would you say for the blokes? We've met the blokes. Can we say, do they look like Zac Efron? I mean...
Oh, yeah, spitting image.
Yeah, just like Zac Efron. That's fine.
No problem.
Really?
This is going to be a walkover.
Amy, how do you feel about your dad doing the picking and choosing who you're going to be dating?
To be honest with you, I am so... nervous. So nervous. I was away in Australia and he was like, yeah, I'm picking this guy for you, because he thinks he can do a better job than me. So, yeah, we've had some strange chats.
Has he told you much about what he's done so far?
Actually, he's been quite secretive about it.
Good man.
He's been interviewing, so because I had to come home and I've been straight back to work, so I've heard little bits. So he's been interviewing some guys and I've sort of said, oh, what are they like? And he's like, no, I've sorted you out. He says, don't even worry about a thing.
Amazing.
So you can imagine how worried I am.
Yeah, I can understand that, yeah.
Right, Amy, tell us a little bit about you then.
About myself. I'm a little bit crazy, actually, I would say, because I don't like routine. I like to do crazy things every day. So whilst I was away, I was doing things like jumping down waterfalls and jet skiing and jet boating, and I did a skydive and I snorkeled the Great Barrier Reef. So, yeah, I think I'm pretty active.
You're an adrenaline junkie, I think.
Sounds
yeah, but... yeah, that's me. That's
interesting. OK. And you're currently Miss Shropshire as well.
I am, yes.
When, because you're going to go forward to, I suppose, Miss England, aren't you? When does that all happen?
I think that kicks off in about June time.
OK. And in terms of career, are you quite career-focused, would you say?
Yes. That's one of my big things. Like, literally, since I've got back from Australia, I'm working for the next 6 days, so I am very career-driven. I do work a lot, so...
And quite ambitious, would you say, as well?
Yeah, very, very ambitious. I do find time to do, obviously, the things that I want to do, usually over weekend. But, I'm very ambitious. I know what I want to do, and I work hard to get there.
Oh, thanks for making some time for us, Amy.
And, that's right, no worries.
Bye, darling.
Bye.